Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. When I was young and I was a new believer, I can remember reading the Psalm in chapter 37, verse 4, because it was just so easy for me to try to figure out in my young mind about what I thought it meant. Listen to what the text says. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I mean, this verse felt like I was given the keys I needed to get everything I ever wanted, like God was this heavenly vending machine that dispensed Corvettes. And, you know, the beauty of this text isn't that we get everything we want. And when we stop and ask the Lord to show us what delighting in the Lord means, He will do what He did in my life and begin to show us. And what I discovered was that I didn't recognize what I truly wanted until He became my greatest desire. So join me as we prepare to meditate. Lord, today and in this new year, might we be people that would wonderfully, graciously want to desire as our greatest desire more of You. And as we receive that, know that You are all we need. And everything else is just simply not worth it. So Lord, today we ask for all of You, for all of Your power, all of Your wisdom, all of Your direction, and all of Your peace to step into our messy lives and prepare us to love You even more. Let's prepare to breathe now. You ready? Hold it. And this next breath, let's bring it in through our nose and hold it for a moment. And then we're going to press that air out through our mouth and use that as a way of just trying to force out the stress of this day and prepare ourselves to be at peace and quiet to hear from the Lord. Let's breathe. Hold it. Hold it. And I'm going to mind the time and enjoy these next couple of moments as you allow the Lord to speak into your life. I'll be back in just a bit. You know, friend, when we first want Christ as the most invaluable and the most precious thing in our life, then what will happen is the things of God become the new desires of our hearts, and the things we once believed we need to quench our thirst lose their shiny appeal. God loves to share His blessings with you, His children, and there are certain desires we see Him often saying yes to, which are everything He wants for you. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.